Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. An honor and a pleasure to be with you today. We hear a little doggy in the background.
Yeah, sorry about that. I have three, actually.
Oh, that's okay.
And one. Yeah, hi, Cornelia.
They're saying hi.
Yeah, so, as well.
Yeah, welcome to this episode of Stories of Hope. And we're going to share with you a fabulous, wonderful story of hope. So in lights that it may inspire you to not give up when life gets hard. My first guest today is Monica Martin. She's a French life transformation coach and an intuitive healer living in Switzerland. She's a certified yoga teacher, and she overcame PTSD and burnout without medication after years of crippling anxiety, terrible panic attacks, and chronic pain. She now empowers women to find themselves and their happiness to live a purpose and passion-driven life. Welcome to the show today, Monica.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you so much for having me.
And, you know, where you are now is obviously not where you were. So over the course of your life, it was really hard.
Yeah. So I'm now 37, but I was born in France, and I grew up in France, and I really grew up in a very toxic and abusive environment. So I never knew what, you know, being safe felt like. And so early on, I started to have different kind of symptoms related to stress. And it was when I became a teenager that I started to have like really, really bad anxiety, panic attacks, and it was really hard to deal with. And when I became a young adult, it was really in my 20s that I started to develop like physical symptoms. It wasn't chronic at the time, but I started to have like muscle pain here and there. And the anxiety was still there. The crippling anxiety was still there. The panic attacks were still there. And, you know, in my early 20s, I started to work with different kind of healers and different kind of, you know, therapists and doctors as well. But no one was really able to help me or just give me some sort of relief for a moment. And then it would just come back. And so in March 2020, so a little over 2 years ago, during the first lockdown here in Europe, I really like started to have like really bad chronic pain and chronic fatigue to the point that I was sleeping through the night and I had to take a nap of several hours in the morning and in the afternoon. And my body was literally in pain. And that was bad. But you know, somehow I rested more because it was during lockdown. So I was working from home. So it was easier at the time. And then when I got back to work, then the situation at work started to change and it became quickly a very toxic environment. And about a year later in July, 2021, I had a burnout. And that's when I really like, you know, my body had been telling me for years that something wasn't right. And I just didn't know how to, I just couldn't understand my body and what it was telling me. And when I had my burnout, I like literally my mind just broke and I just couldn't anymore. And so I had to, so I started to do some research and, that's when I heard about trauma, because despite the fact that I had such a traumatic childhood with emotional, physical, verbal, even sexual abuse, I just didn't want to acknowledge that it could have such impact on my life. I remember when I left my parents' home, I told myself, okay, now it's in the past. I don't want to hear about it anymore. So the fact that I, like, really the conscious part of me, and probably the subconscious part as well, didn't want to let me acknowledge that, you know, what had happened. I knew that it was wrong, but I didn't want to hear that it could impact me that badly.
Yeah, what's coming up for me when you're saying that, it was more of a protection mechanism at the time for you, because you weren't possibly ready yet at the time to really deal with all of that. You had to, because when you left home, you probably had to get yourself to a safe space. You probably had to create an environment where you can feel better and create your life. And, you know, dealing with childhood trauma or childhood pain, there wasn't room for that at the time. And you had to get on with things and move forward.
Of course. And also when I left, I knew, but, you know, my parents were never really supportive anyway. But when I left, I was like, okay, now I'm basically on my own. And I was also on survival mode. And despite the fact that, you know, I was in a couple of long-term relationships, I never really had someone that I felt like, okay, this person has my back. So I was literally living on survival mode all the time. And I had chronic stress from my past. I had chronic stress from my work environment. And there was also this feeling of not being safe within myself, but also in the outside world. And so that was really a lot of stress. And when I had my burnout, I really started to research deep about, you know, my symptoms. And then I stumbled upon trauma and how it could impact the nervous system. And then I was like, oh my God, yeah, I have a very dysregulated nervous system. So I started to work with an acupuncturist, a shiatsu practitioner, a psychotherapist as well. And I also did the work myself, you know. Yeah. As an intuitive healer, I also did the work on myself on a spiritual level. And literally, when I combined all these therapies together, 2 months later, I was out of burnout. So basically, it was about 3 months of research, then 2 months of different kind of therapies. And also, what I learned from that is that I really wasn't living from a place of, you know, this is the, I made choices from a place of, you know, not feeling safe. And therefore I was never really going for the things that I actually wanted to do because I was on survival mode. And that is, therefore I wasn't creating a life that I loved and that was aligned with the person that I was, which was, I was very unhappy. I wasn't satisfied. I hated my job. And after burnout and after overcoming burnout, then, you know, like all my CPTSD symptoms really decreased. Now I'm still working on healing my nervous system, but I don't have crippling anxiety anymore. I don't have panic attacks anymore, like chronic pains. Like I have sometimes, I feel sometimes like pain here and there, but it's not chronic anymore. And so I have really healed like 99%, which is pretty awesome. But what I want to say is that really when I was able to face my childhood trauma, that's also when I felt more empowered and more, and like I was becoming more of who I truly am. That makes sense. You know, I was really able to reconnect with my authentic self, and that was very healing. The empowerment and feeling more connected to who I am, you know, like who I truly am, and not this person that I had created just to cope and to just survive in a world that felt very unsafe to me.
Yes, I totally understand. You created a whole new world for yourself that after recognizing and doing all of the healing and realizing that your safety has to come from within and that you really are safe now, but the old trauma still had to be addressed, healed, and released.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, I've helped many people too with panic attacks, and those, you know, having panic attacks and anxiety, those are not easy to calm down and to heal. And that's why it's really important that, because most of the time people that have panic attacks or anxiety or trauma, they go to the doctor, and our Western medical system is trained to prescribe prescriptions so you can suppress the issues even more. And so really, I'm so glad that you went the natural healing route. It looks like you were meant for that anyway. So, you know, that's your future. That's your authentic self. That's your leadership, right? Because now you're helping hundreds of women in their empowerment, right?
So, yeah, now I help women and men to find themselves and their happiness. So most of the times, these are people who are going through burnout, for example, or midlife crisis. And so I help them reconnect with their authentic self and know what they actually want to do with their lives. And also, you know, without the overwhelm, because we tend to be, we live in a world that is all about go, go, go. But it's also about us learning how to work with ourselves.
It's about balance, right?
Bringing
in the balance. And it's not about, you know, do.
No, because then the nervous system will be always overwhelmed. And at some point, it will be completely dysregulated. And now people will have to do the work that I'm doing now for myself. And, you know, that can be a long journey. So the more prevention we can make, the better it is.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So how do you work with clients now? I see you have your microphone there. Do you have a podcast?
Yes, I do have a podcast. It's called Embody Your Flow. And I share about my own life transformation, but I also have guests who share about their powerful life transformation or whatever it is in life that they had to overcome, whatever trauma or illness. So,
good. Yeah. I should come on your podcast because I've overcome lots of traumas and lots of.
We'd love to have you, of course.
Yes, that would be great. So let's tell everyone where they can find your podcast.
Well, they can find my podcast, you know, like on Amazon, Apple, like everywhere. You just have, like, I'm on 7 different kind of platforms. Also on YouTube, you can just, you know, look for Embody Your Flow and people can find my podcast.
Oh, yeah. Good. And now, are you also on social media, where you have social media handles? Where how do you work with people? How do people find you to work with you?
So I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram. I am also on Facebook, Instagram. My Instagram handle is Embody Your Flow. It's like my main social media. And if you want to work with me, I have a website, embodyyourflow.com. And I only do one-on-one. Like, I don't do group or anything, because I think this kind of work is really personal. And, you know, you don't always want to share your private moments with strangers. So I only do one-on-ones. Like, I have like unique sessions to really get clear, have this clarity on what you want and what needs to be released. And for the people who are actually ready to for real transformation, then I have like six week and 12-week coaching programs.
That's really, really good. Yeah. I love that you're doing the one-on-one, because I like one-on-one too with people, where you really have the opportunity to bring your presence there and also create a space of safety. When you have the group, there is, you know, other energies involved. People are all in their unique place and they're all in there. So it's really good to have that one-on-one. And honestly, look at where you are today, right? The work that you're doing today. I mean, you know, all the trauma, everything that you've been through, to come to a place now where you're helping others. You've taken all of the pain, all of the trauma, and transformed it. And now you're giving back and you're helping others do the same thing.
Yeah, because I truly believe that, you know, heal yourself and you'll heal the world. I really believe that it comes from, you know, us first. We now live in a society where we love to point fingers at other people, but like, that's really not my mindset. I mean, you know, if you want a better life, you have to take responsibility and you have to make the right choices and you have to do your own healing. I mean, I could blame my parents for everything that happened to me and all the patterns that I had, but at some point, you're the only one who can actually change your life.
Yes. You know, I heard a statement once before. I used to, this was back in the day, in my 30s, when I used to blame and point the finger, you know, put the finger to my mother and saying, you know, it's because of you. And it's so interesting. I never held my dad accountable because he was absent. He was never there. So he didn't get the blaming because I only put the pressure on my mother. When I heard a psychic, Sylvia Brown, she said that we choose our parents. And before incarnating into this incarnation, we choose our parents. And when I heard that, it resonated so deeply with me at the time that, wow. So if I chose my family, if I chose my parents, even before I incarnated, so I can learn these lessons and that I can heal my soul and that I can go through this, then that's when I stopped pointing the finger. So it was really interesting. That's when I started taking responsibility for myself. So it's a very interesting journey to take full responsibility and take the reins on your own healing. But you are certainly an example of what it's like to heal yourself from all the things that you've gone through in your past, and also helping others now. I want to thank you, Monica. Do you want to leave? Do you want to say parting words?
Well, thank you so much for having me. And if, you know, anyone is listening and he's going through, you know, anxiety and chronic pain, I would say, you know, try to do some nervous system regulation practices. Because nervous system, regulation practices, I think it's the missing link in the Western medicine. It's like this mind and body link that everyone is kind of like missing. And my doctors like have never heard about it either. But like anxiety, panic attacks, chronic pain. Yeah, just try to have a look at that. It doesn't even mean that you have to look at your trauma and what happened to you. But it's really a great way to work with the body and find a sense of safety within you.
I love that. Find a place of safety within you, looking at the body, releasing the traumas. Thank you so much, Monica Martin.
Thank you so much.
And for blessing us with your beautiful self. And we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Want to unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say your name was?
Welcome back, everyone. It's wonderful to have you with us today on the Stories of Hope, Cornelia Stephanie Show. I hope that your holiday season is unfolding beautifully and that you're taking some time out for rest and rejuvenation and celebration. So just now on the break, I found out that we have something to tell you about that we're really excited about. It has to do with Jacob, our producer at Transformation Talk Radio, Talk Network. Jacob, are you here?
Yes, I am. Hello there.
Hi. And so what did you tell me on the break?
I told you that my wife, Rachel, and I will be expecting a baby joining us in April.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks so much. We are very excited and overwhelmed in all the good things.
So the baby's due in April.
Mm-hmm.
And you're having a little girl.
That's right. We are.
So we've known it for a little while.
Yeah, we actually found out pretty early and kept things, you know, under wraps for as long as we could, just wanting to make sure everything was okay before we shared with everyone. And even now we're still kind of, you know, trying to, at least locally, keeping it, you know, in our community and just enjoying the time that we have together before the baby joins us. So a lot of almost like nesting after you get married, you know.
Exactly. And I think, you know, the way you guys did it is you guys have, you know, because you've been, how long have you been with Rachel? You guys have been together for a long time, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've been friends for a long, we've known each other for about 5 years and, you know, there was a lot of on and off dating at first, but then when we kind of really started things, it all moved a bit fast. So we've only been married for 15 months now. So yeah, not even quite 2 years. We kind of just jumped right in.
Well, I think, you know, at least you guys were dating for a while, so that was cool. You have that length of time behind you and those experiences and getting to know each other and having separate time together. But since I've been, you know, witnessing you throughout the last year and a half, when you did get married and all the wonderful things that you two have done together during that time, like traveling and meeting each other's families and spending holidays together and meeting the new people in your lives, in your family, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. You've been around for pretty much the entire, you know, since we got engaged, really.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying you guys did that right. And you guys are both very much in love with each other and are definitely aligned with, you know, living and creating your life together. And now that you're both pregnant, that's so cute when you said we're both pregnant. No, Rachel's pregnant. No, you both are pregnant. Is she showing?
Yeah, the bump just kind of popped out of nowhere in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And baby's been kicking a lot, especially at nighttime, which is, you know, hilarious right before bed. And we lay down and then baby wakes up and starts assaulting the inside of Rachel. So yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, you're going to be such a wonderful father just because from what I know of you here through working together with you on the network and just the person that you are, I just feel so honored. That's why I wanted to bring you on to celebrate your becoming a father.
Well, thank you so much. It's been lovely joining you and your community, you know, over the last 2 years and kind of getting to know everyone. And I've learned a lot from you and your hosts about life in general. And, you know, it's been fun to see how my life has changed while getting to know you guys. And I'm thankful for that. So thank you.
Yeah. So now what are you like? Are you guys buying parenting books?
Yeah, we've been given a lot of stuff, which is great. We're very lucky to be surrounded by a community that has a lot of baby stuff already. So, you know, lots of phone calls back east where her family is living and kind of just taking in as much information as we can. And, you know, she's been preparing for this for a long time. I think she's always known one day she'd be a mother, and she knows a lot about this. So for me, it's been a lot of Google searches and, you know, since we found out, it was just, I researched for hours every day because I just wanted to know everything I possibly could about pregnancy and, you know, early childhood and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's basically consumed my life, but I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, that's really good. What I want to do too, the reason why I'm asking you this is because one of the members in our community, Dr. Robert Saul, he is a retired professor from, looks like Coral is here. Is she here?
Yeah, joining us right now, but you can finish your thought here and then we'll...
Oh yeah, you know, bring her in, make, you know, have her come live. It's fine. Just, you know, welcome her in. And, but Dr. Robert Saul, he is, he's a retired pediatrics professor, and his message is conscious parenting. And so he definitely has been on the show before, but I want to connect the two of you because, you know, he can tell you about his book. I don't know if you were producing that show when he was
His name sounds super familiar, so I'm sure that I was part of that. But yeah, that would be great. I'd love to, you know, connect with him and maybe take a look at his book and all that.
Yeah, I think I would, you know, I would, I think that's a wonderful beginning and start because, you know, that message is so powerful because conscious parenting, right? He teaches the parents on how to be conscious and parent the children and being in pediatrics his entire life. Bob's in his 70s. So, and his message is still right now teaching the parents on how to raise the children. And he, you know, he's raised a family, but he came from a broken home where, you know, his mother was the one that was raising him. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a father present. So he wanted to make sure everything that he didn't get in his upbringing that his children did. And when he went to college, the reason why I can tell you all this is because he's in my community and people that are in my community, I'm totally invested with them, with what they're, the message that they're sharing and talking about. I just got the chills all over. Oh my God. So good. Coral, I'm glad you're here. I'm going to introduce you to the people today here in just a minute, but I wanted you to meet Jacob. He is our producer here at Transformation Talk Network, and he is going to be your producer as well.
Hi there, Coral. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you, too. I can't see you, so I don't know if I've met you then.
Oh, no. That's okay. I'm just kind of behind the scenes running things here.
No worries.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. Reason why he came on is because I wanted him to tell the good news is because him and his wife are pregnant.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks so much.
So, good for you.
We're celebrating. The baby is still in the oven and will most likely, what did you say, April of 2023?
Yep, that's right. Late April, hopefully.
Well, then you're going to have, what is it, an Aries or a
Taurus?
I think we're right on the cusp. I think the due date is April 22nd. So I think it could go either way if we're a little early. I think
We're calling for Taurus.
Okay.
Well, let the baby call what it wants.
Yeah, I know.
let the baby be born when it wants to. But yeah. I like the number 22 because, of course, you know, I was born on the 22nd. 22 is a very, very masterful number. So, but anyway, congratulations to you and Rachel. And thank you for all the good work that you're doing always behind the scenes, helping us so that we can do what it is that we're doing. And that's shining our light.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Jacob. All right. So now, everyone, let me introduce you to someone that has been here before and has come back again. And you're going to see much more of her because she's going to be starting her own podcast coming up in January as well. But let me first tell you a little bit about Coral Richards. The moment that you come to the realization that in reach is the life that you're hoping for, dreaming of. However, between you and your ideal life is your biggest barrier, you. It is a daunting feeling, like a ton of bricks hitting you at full speed. That was Coral's experience living with and at the time struggling with complex childhood trauma. She lacked direction and peace of mind, feeling lost in a world where she thought she didn't belong. Intentionally choosing to quiet the noise of the outside world and focus on her own internal guidance, she embraced her personal struggle to position herself to finally turn her pain into her greatest gift. On her way to making an impact to permanently transform lives, she birthed Divine Time Transformational Services in 2021. Today, she is a rapid transformational therapy practitioner specializing in childhood trauma, an intuitive guide, empowerment speaker, and mental health advocate. Her mission is to provide the ultimate safe space to understand and support your most vulnerable time. Welcome to the show, Coral Richards.
Oh, didn't I just send that to you this morning? Thank you for having me. I mean, we see each other almost every day, but it's always great engaging with each other. So I'm happy to be here.
I'm so proud of you, and I'm so honored that you are really stepping into all the platforms now, because everything that you've been doing and working with over your own transformation and helping so many others transform their lives, that now you are generating and creating a greater impact with the work that you do.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about for me. It's the impact. You know, I know me in general, when people meet me, there's always an impact, but I wanted to always allow for it to be an impact where they walk away with some semblance of, okay, it's time to adjust. It's time to adapt. It's time to step into who I really am and not who everybody else told me to be. So I'm glad that I'm stepping into that power, because I'm able to do that for myself and lead by example. Yeah.
Yeah. So how are you doing that now? Are you surrounding yourself with, you know, people that are supporting you as you're evolving into this, or how are you, you know, living that and creating that in your life?
That's such an awesome question, because even before you finished the statement, I'm like, okay, I can list all of these things. And right away I got the response that I'm just listening. It's just very much that simple. I'm just listening to my own inner guidance and trusting that even if it doesn't look the way that I want it to look, and that's always the hardest part, still just continue going, just lean into it, because you're going to get what you need. You're going to get the support that you need, and you're not on this journey by yourself. So just lean in and just show up, because things are going to happen.
So when we talk about the word trauma, right, that is like, oh God, that's very painful to face, to feel, to sit with, to be in. So when I introduced you, you specialize in helping people release their trauma out of their physical body, out of their mental body, because yeah, the mental, the emotionals, and the physical is, you know, all affected by that trauma, right? So what is the opposite? How is it to live beyond the trauma now? Because that's where you are today, but you weren't there. Do you know what I'm trying to ask you?
I know exactly what you're saying. I think I remember actually explaining to you, there was a time in my life where every time that I would speak to someone, I would see their pain. I would see that they weren't living authentically, and I would do this thing where I had to say something. I had to take it on. I had to, you know, let them know that this way that they're living isn't okay. So when you ask me that question, the difference is, no, I'm just an observer. I'm an observer that has boundaries, and I only advise or inform when I'm advised myself. So in listening, I can hear thoughts, you know, it's as clear as day. No. But before, it was jumbled in with, is this about me? Is this about them? Or is it me making this up? There were so many questions. And I have this thing, no, I know if I hear questions, I know it's my mind versus my heart. My heart has no questions. And the difference now is that I have one, peace of mind. And two, there's this groundedness. There's this stillness now that I'm experiencing it as an observer, as opposed to someone that would embed myself into someone else's life.
Right. So how do you foresee now moving forward into 2023? I don't know about you, but 2022 has been a very challenging year personally for a lot of people that I know, but for me as well. I've gone through a lot of challenges this year, really stepping into that observer in my mastery and standing in that and being in that. And because again, it's always hard when you're faced with the shadow while you are stepping into and being in your mastery. How do you see 2023 unfolding for you as you are now venturing out into all these various different ways to support others?
Okay, so to answer that question, I had to first reflect on what 2022 represented for me and, you know, how that will subsequently, what's the word I'm looking for? Push me into 2023. So for me, the word for 2022 was surrender. Surrender, let go. Just let go. Let go of control. Let go of all these beliefs that you thought were your beliefs. And in surrendering, I've had ease. I've had flow. When I don't have ease, when I don't have flow, is when I start to hold on to something that I think is a part of who I am. So in moving into 2023, I will, one, continue to surrender. And if anything, I will continue to expand. And we spoke about this before. It's the year of expansion for me. I'm not really sure what it is generally, but for me, it's going to be a year of expansion.
Yeah, that's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful because you're in the KS Media community as well in our group, in our mastermind. And also for those of you that are listening, if you're looking for a supportive community where you want to be inspired every day to rise into your highest and best, I encourage you to download the KS Media Group app on, you know, at your Play Store or at the Google Store. Download the app. It's free. Create your free account and go check out on the homepage every week. We feature people like Coral Richards here. I think you were featured last week. Was it last week that we
had?
And every week there's a different practitioner where we offer, each person offers a free gift so that you can get to know your practitioner, the person that is supporting you a little bit better. And we have podcasts listed. We have articles listed. It is a well-being app. So if you want to find a tribe and be with your tribe, go get the KS Media Group app and come and join us as we expand together. So I'm so excited about that. Now, today we wanted to talk about, you have a new show coming up that you're going to be doing your own podcast now, which is in January of 2023. And Woo-hoo! That's so cool. And I'm supporting you in creating that podcast. And then your producer is going to be Jacob right here on the TTR network. So it's so exciting to have you part in the family. Your podcast is going to be called, I put it here in my notes. It's called Redefine Your Worthiness with Coral Richards. Tagline, step into your power to unleash your true potential. Let's talk about what does it mean to redefine your worthiness?
Oh my word. And I'm going to save this story because it's already an episode I know I'm going to speak on, at least probably my first episode. But redefining your worthiness is looking at your worthiness from your standpoint, from an internal standpoint. I know for a lot of us, we are so attached to the label. So when you were introducing me, you said all these things. And the thing is, even though I know this is just a label that really represents what I do, I'm not necessarily attached to it. And why I'm not attached to it is because I've seen where we get so consumed by who we are in terms of I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, that once that label has been removed, it's almost like we lose our identity. So I'm looking beyond the labels and finding out who you are. And I'm sure maybe you may know who you are, but just the conversation will reveal, you know, what are really the true intentions behind how you show up in the world? And is it from a space of authenticity, or is it really just based on the conditioning that we've had? It's just really a raw conversation between myself and another person. Just being vulnerable.
I saw that in your bio. So, you know, a lot of people, the word vulnerable, that's what I saw in your bio. I saw a lot of things in your bio, but that's the word. It's the word vulnerable. So it's so important to, you know, be in our vulnerability, which is where our strength lies, right? Because when we're vulnerable, we're strong. But in the old world, it was considered that if we were vulnerable, we were weak.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's a tough one because I can understand both sides. I can understand why you wouldn't want someone to see your scars. I can, you know, the world sometimes can be cruel where your weakness is used against you, and especially when you don't have that wound healed, it's very easy for you to become triggered. It's just that. And in having that wound, what is happening is you're giving that power to that person, especially if you're not doing the work to heal that wound, not cover it up, not avoid it, but actually working through it. You take that power back. Those traumas, those triggers, those wounds, they are there for you. In that, you can actually find your greatest gift. And that's really what happened for me is, for a long time, I decided I was going to avoid my pain because it was painful. Like, who wants to sit in pain? But then I realized in avoiding it, in separating from it, I was no longer me. Like, I felt so lost. I was just basically existing, doing what I was expected, but I was just existing. And what's the point of being here if you're not going to live life? Experience life, like you said, full out. What's the point? You know, so if vulnerability is the way, I'm there for it now, but I can definitely understand why one would avoid being vulnerable.
Right. And so redefining worthiness, this is a big, big one for you because you really want to support people to step into their worthy being because each person is worthy. But a lot of people don't act like they are.
Yeah.
Right?
And you say act, and right away I'm just like, well, it's not even an act. It's just a being. And because you have all of this baggage, this mess, you can't even be. You have to pretend. You have to show up with a mask because in being, that caused harm to you before. And I know I'm speaking to a lot of people. If when I showed up as this loud, vibrant person, I was told I'm too much. Oh, yeah. They didn't say that word for word. But when they said, be quiet, when they say you should be seen and not heard, what I interpreted that as is saying that, okay, I'm too much. So we're talking about feeling like you're not enough. And there, it's different sides of the same coin. So I'm not enough. And on the other side is saying somebody's too much. It's the same thing. Mm. You don't realize when someone is being themselves, showing up as authentically as they are as a child, and they hear you're being too much, you know, you're not doing this the right way, you're not perfect. You're indirectly telling that child, you can't be you. It's not safe to be you. And a lot of people are walking around with the fear of just showing up as themselves because someone 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, told them they were too much or they were not enough. Right. And they've had that belief embedded in them for all these years, not realizing it wasn't true.
Right. Which is the reason why I said, and then what they did all those years, they acted on that belief. Yeah. They acted because they, in order to take action, it's like, no, I'm not going to take this job. No, I'm not going to go after this dream. No, I'm not going to claim more value. No, I'm not going to claim more money. No, I'm not going to do this because I'm acting like I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy, right?
Yeah, I see it now. I see the connection.
that's why I said that, because it does. In order for us to flip that program, there's different areas I know that you will support people with, but one of them is going to be in the communication when they're getting ready to claim their value and they're getting ready to claim their worth, that they actually stand and ask for that raise and go for that dream and go. And that is going to require the action along with the being that knows that it's worthy to receive the best.
Yeah. That's so true. I want to share with you a story that's coming to mind. I had a client about, I would say 2 to 3 weeks ago, and that was a belief that was embedded in her, and she knew it because she herself is a bit of a healer, a coach. And when I got to the root of where that came from, she was about 10 months old and she could see the experience that her mom was having. She was just very lonely, you know, no one understood her, and she could feel the kindness of her mother. So she was a bit confused as to why people would treat her that way. And she automatically attached that because her mother was so kind-hearted, her mother was such a gift, that was a threat to everybody else. And she knew she was a gift because she came from her mom. And in that moment, she said to herself definitively that she would never be like her mom, and decided to never show up as her authentic self, never speak up, and just basically became a people pleaser for, I would say, 37 years. At 10 months, she decided she was never going to be authentic. She was, because it wasn't safe, because it wasn't safe for her mother. And beliefs are coming from situations where we didn't have the resources as children to make sense of it, because logic doesn't kick in until about 7 or 8. So we're making these decisions, these beliefs on information that we can't even understand. And that's how we're walking around the world today, is with information that came from limited resources, even though we're wiser today.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that she found you. She found you, and that you supported her through that, because, you know, when people aren't really stepping into their greatest potential, which is what you're helping them do by redefining, deeming themselves worthy, redefining their own worthiness, right? Redefining for themselves, then the world is missing a light shining, because it wouldn't serve us as a collective whole if she would not have stepped into shifting that belief.
Yeah, and that's the interesting part, is that she wanted to, and she just couldn't understand why she was so afraid of connecting. Why was she afraid of just showing up? And I always ask, even before I get into a session, how is it serving you to not show up? Because the reason that you're not, is there's clearly a reason behind it. So I go from a space of, how is it serving you not to step into your power? Because to be honest with you, at the end of the day, she told me her power is a burden, because there's so much expected of her. And she's like, I don't want to have to deal with that burden. So she would rather keep it hidden. So it's serving you to feel as if you're not enough in some way, shape, or form. But is it really serving you, is what I'll ask. It served you then, but it's definitely not serving you now.
And as many of the years that she has lived out and protected herself, kept herself protected in that space to not rise out of it, then in the short time with having a session with you, and, you know, I don't know how many sessions, but I'm sure that you were able to focus right in on what the things were so that she can rise out of it and move.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's the intention of these sessions, is not just to do some digging and get the understanding. It's to actually execute once you have the understanding, because that power that you get, knowing that, hey, I was only 10 months, I'm 37 today. Like, this is no longer serving me. So there's no more excuses of showing up, you know, based on what another coach says to you or what a friend says to you. It's, I know me, and if anybody knows me, it's me. And instead of walking around with a map of guidance coming from someone who hasn't lived my experiences, doesn't know who I am internally, I have my own internal guidance that I can listen to, and I can trust that moving forward. And I get why I didn't trust myself before, because I had a tendency to listen to everybody else. But now that I've cleared what really was happening, this is my chance. Now I have a clean slate to create the beliefs that I want and to step into my power, knowing that there's so many skills, there's so many talents that I have underneath all of the mess that I can actually utilize now and turn that into something that is more productive for me, and also feel secure in knowing that it's not coming from outside of me, it's coming from me.
Yeah, and taking full ownership, you know, taking full ownership for your energy, like the lady that your client that you were working with, when she said, you know, that she didn't want to use her full power, because a lot of people, when they, you know, one of the reasons why they don't want to take full responsibility or own their energy or power, full power, yeah, is because there's shame attached to taking all of that power. And you know, that it's too much for some people.
So having
a coach, having a supporter like you, a person that supports people, you know, to give them basically even permission to like calling you out, right?
Yeah, I do a lot of that. Yeah, it's not comfortable, but I'm made for this. You know, that's something that I had to work on, because it's something that I also experienced for many years. As soon as I opened my mouth and said what I said without considering how this is going to impact someone, they're just like, okay, I'm not going to talk to you. So it felt like a rejection so many times, to the point I'm like, I'm not going to say anything anymore.
Mm.
But then I'm doing a disservice to myself, one, and I'm doing a disservice to the other person as well. And I was also having that conversation with a friend this morning. I'm like, well, I don't know if this is the time to say it, because I can see that the person is not really in a space of receiving right now. Do I still say it? And she's like, well, you could just throw it on fertile ground, on hard ground. Just know that you're not saying it from a space of pain or a space of trying to harm the person. It's the intentionality behind it. And most of the times, I'll say 95%, because I'm a human being, I am seeing it from a space of love.
Well, you know, there's several things that you're talking about here right now with that this brought up for me. So like, for instance, yesterday when we did our podcast within the group,
yeah,
later we stayed on, and Jason was talking about, he was just within another group, and how he supported a man, where Jason was talking about how he was molested as by his uncle, you know, and he, as he openly said that supported another man in the group, right? And then I said, wow, that was such a powerful statement it inspired me to, let's all have a podcast where we each come up with a line where we're speaking out. I was molested by my uncle. I lost my husband. I completely ran out of money. Whatever the things are.
Yeah.
And all the voices are speaking out, and then we're having a conversation about all of it, right? But just jaw dropping, basically. It's like getting somebody's attention, you know, like that, right?
Yeah.
And then Jason said, what did he say? He said, well, I don't want to, you know, he goes, I don't know if we should do that because I don't want to offend anybody. And I said, oh, you know, here's the thing, you know, you're going to offend people. Trust me.
Right.
I said, sometimes you're going to offend people just by your light, just by your presence. And this is going to go back to what you just said, is that it doesn't even matter, as long as you come from a place of purity, intention behind what it is that you're communicating to somebody.
Yeah.
If their wound is triggered, you're going to be the catalyst for that. And
yes,
and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it, simply because they're triggered and you supported them to bring that trigger up, right?
Absolutely.
So that's going to happen. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing to take, because it's not like you can tippy toe around and not say anything, because you don't know what's going to set someone off and their wound might get triggered or whatever. It's again coming from a place of neutrality and love and purity, compassion, and that's it. The only thing that I would offer here is that I have a boundary, and my boundary is that I don't want to give something to people that they haven't asked me for. So I, even though I might have insights or I might, you know, receive things about people or whatever, I will then ask them later or ask them, can I offer you something, or I received something, or offer that, because each person has to come to their own inner insight anyway, right? So it's kind of like, you know, not giving somebody something that they really didn't ask for.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, so that might be something to consider also is,
yeah,
you know, just because we get insight, we're intuitive, we see what some of the things are. But if the people didn't ask for it or not asking for it, then I'm not going to, unless I say, can I offer something to you, or can I add some value to it? But yeah, not because I see something. You know what I'm yeah. saying?
Yeah, it's something we've spoken about, you know, boundaries, and it's something that I'm learning. And I know also, I guess, with my human design that I'm a manifester. So it's important. It's a strategy for me to inform before I just do whatever I need to do. So it's a boundary in terms of informing and advising them, okay, here's what I was thinking. Are you open to it? And right. go from there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a really good thing, because you're working with a lot of people, especially in a, you know, you're coaching the coaches, you're healing, helping heal the healers. So it's a fine line there. And being able to, you know, identify what your boundaries are too in that way. And it's like, because that's going to even bring you greater, you know, response anyways.
Yeah. Too. Yeah.
So I just want to thank you, Coral. I'm so delighted and honored that you are doing this good work in the world. I'm so grateful that you're here in our community and that you're starting your podcast. And I'm going to help you get that message out there. I know all of us here at TTR are going to support you. So let's just tell people let's send them to your YouTube channel, your website. Where would you like to send them to?
They could go to my website, which is www.indivinetime, and that's InDivineTime.com. And you can also follow me on Instagram. I'm very active of late, and it's InDivineTime, the same spelling.
Oh, that's so good. All that passion is coming out. All that, it's unleashing. It's all yeah. that. She's got something to say.
Yes.
So, she's got something to say. So anyway, thank you everybody for listening and tuning into the show today. We'll see you again next week. We wish you a wonderful weekend.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.